Accession number 22333, Reel 16.
There is this bond, and I was wondering whether you might be able to describe to us what that bond is in relation to what you've just been describing. How do you describe it in relation to, say, the bond that you have with your family?
Oh, I don't know. It's the thing is that I don't know. You can't describe it that way. It's not a bond. Huh? It's a mateship, I suppose. But luckily, I had a wonderful wife who was in Amworth at the nursing crowd, VADs in that crowd. And she joined as a private, finished up a lieutenant. And so she understood the army. She understood us and very well. And it has helped me tremendously in my association with my unit. Whenever we've had dinners, we have country dinner, and every year we've had country dinners. We've had two or three other dinners, gatherings in the country. And yes, what I was saying, that the mateship is a different thing altogether. It's not understood, but you have probably heard about the First World War. The mateship occurred there. How it carried on after the war among the ex-returned soldiers. Well, I think it was the same in our battalion. We had this mateship, and in some cases it wasn't so strong, but for most of us who had been there for 5.5 years or for a number of years, it was very strong.
Because you were mentioning, you were mentioning earlier on that your experiences during the war were never spoken about except with your mates.
That's right. That's right. Well, you couldn't speak about them. I mean, especially in the hearing of any people who'd lost somebody during the war, you couldn't talk about in front of them.
But was it a situation where people just wouldn't have understood?
Yeah, they wouldn't have understood. They don't understand now, even now, I don't think. Because, you can't understand it unless you've been through the experience. You just can't understand it. And my wife always said that I never talked about the war. Well, we didn't talk about the war, but when it's the same, I suppose, that when my wife got with another lady and they talked about having a baby, it was something else, but they wouldn't talk to another man present, sort of business. The same with us with our army experiences. We just couldn't talk about them. And we still don't talk about them, except between our mates, and of course, now there's only few of us left. Mm. See, at the present time, I'm sorry that I haven't been able to give such a good speech because I'm 92 years of age and
doing a pretty good job, I reckon.
I lost my wife just recently, and I just can't do it. I can't. My wording's not correct, not good, and my enunciation's very poor, and that is how it is. But if I'd had to give this interview a few years ago, when my memory would have been much brighter, it might have been totally different. Mm.
Well, I think you're doing a very good job.
Oh, well, thank you very much. But I
wanted to ask you how your experience in the Second World War changed your outlook on life, possibly.
Oh, I don't know. I can't answer a thing like that because I've had, it's what, 60 years now. And I just can't say it is. It affected me in my farming because when I went away to the farmer, to the war, I was a very, very good farmer, very strong physically and everything else. When I came back, I was a very poor farmer because most of our work on the farm was physical and I just couldn't do it. And we got I got a 10% disability allowance for wound, and that is how it was, but I just couldn't say anything about that. I just can't remember. I'm sorry.
What then of your involvement? What would you say, possibly in summing up, about your involvement with the Second World War?
I wish it never happened. It was a terrible thing, and actually I could have got out of it. I could have made myself a reserved occupation. Because I had been together with so many First World War men, and I listened to them, and I'm a bit of a patriot, I suppose, and I was single. I didn't have any marriage worries, like a lot of fellow farmers did. They badly wanted to go, but they couldn't because they had responsibilities. Oh, no, I don't know. I couldn't answer that. I'm afraid I can't answer it. What it's done to me or what it's... I know I can't do it. It's too all-embracing, I think.
Look, I think you've done very, very well, and I'd like to thank you very much for your help.
Thank you very much, but I'm afraid it's not much. Anyhow, how about a cup of tea?